Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's old or a new point, call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
We talk it like we walk it. Collect my
it is what it is.
Hey, what up, family? We back in the building. This is Brother Kev, aka Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Hotel for Barry Downey. Assalamu alaikum. This is Mufasa Ra.
And we are Collective Minds Radio family. We are back. Hope everybody had a wonderful holiday weekend. We are in the building. This is Collective Minds, where we ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. And this is officially the last show of the year, because we'll be hollering at y'all next week, well, next year, you feel me, as we wind down 2021. But, yeah, hopefully, you know, y'all can join us. Make sure y'all hit us up. Call up. The number's 929-477-1697. Collective Minds is not a spectator sport. You know, we enjoy the dialogue with the family. We enjoy the conversation. You know, so make sure y'all hit us up. And before we get started with the show, as always, Queen Rigel, how was your week? And do you have any announcements for us?
I had a great week. Productive. No announcements. That is my announcement.
Right. And our brother Mufasa Ra. Yes, indeed, Brother Mufasa Ra. How was your week, and do you have any announcements for us?
Yeah, yes, sir. I had a good week. And, you know, no major announcements. You know, I'll make a quick statement to people out there who do celebrate Christmas. When you buy children Christmas gifts and all the little knickknacks and paddywhacks that they get when they need batteries, can you please buy the batteries too when you give them their little toy? Because for grandparents across the country, you know, we don't always have a gazillion batteries stored just sitting back. So when you get these children all these little playthings and they bring it to Pawpaw House, can you bring it with the batteries? Because us grandparents don't have a gazillion batteries just sitting around waiting. So please, buy right. batteries with the kids, with the baby's toys. That's all.
Yes, indeed. I'm just hearing that today is actually the first day of Kwanzaa. You know, we got any folks out there celebrate Kwanzaa, the principle of Umoja, which means unity. So, Yeah. So that's out there. Happy Kwanzaa to the folks. Happy holidays. Whatever you celebrate, or if you don't celebrate, you know, we just hope you have a good week, good weekend, as we, again, wind down this calendar year, moving to 2022. I just want to say I got a quick announcement. Just, just personally, and I know Sister Rigel can attest to this. I don't know, it just seemed like this year has been a lot of deaths late in the year. You know what I'm saying? As people that we've actually known. Because I can say I've been truly blessed as far as, you know, going through life where I haven't had a lot of deaths surrounding me where I had to go to a whole bunch of funerals. I know I hear people talking like, oh, you know, they had a lot of friends die coming up and this and that. And like I said, I've been fortunate not to have, you know, them circumstances. But it seemed like this year, a lot of people that I've actually known, you know, went to school with, you know, had dealings with, passed away at the end of this year. And, you know, I just want to say shout out to, you know, to people's family, a rest in power to all the people that, you know, that that people lost this year. Yeah, it's just been one of them weird years where I've just been getting called like, this person died, something happened to this person, and it's all been these last couple months of 2021. So I just want to say rest in power to all those people. I'm not going to name the names, but, you know, rest in power to those people. And, yeah, it's just an unfortunate thing. So I did want to, you know, just put that out there for the family. So you got any loved ones?
I'm taking that remote.
You know, rest in peace to them. You feel me? But, yeah, family, we here. This is Collective Minds. I'm Brother Kev. We got Queen Rigel and Brother Mufasa. I'm going to let y'all go. If y'all got something y'all want to put on the table, let's get it, because I got a few things out there, but I'm going to defer to y'all and let y'all, you know, if y'all got something y'all want to put out there, let's get it. Let's discuss.
I just want to just throw one thing out there. I just want to get everybody's feel on the verdict of the young lady who killed the young man in Minnesota.
So right,
she
right.
Had
Kim
two,
Potter.
Two guilty. Right, exactly. So I just want to see how you guys feel about that. I mean, me personally, like always, I'm trying to wait and see what the sentence end is going to be. But you guys
think this
may be a fair trial? Because I know they've been kind of celebrating again and, you know, thinking that this is really, you know, a step ahead for the black community. So I just kind of want to see what you guys think about that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll tell you how I feel. I'm not surprised. I'm actually happy that, you know, since the Michael Brown killing, that these prosecutors have figured out that the way to get these cops to hold them somewhat accountable for their actions is you have to at least go for manslaughter. You know, trying to go for that first-degree murder, as much as we may feel some of these cases were first-degree murder, it's really hard to make that stick. You know, first-degree murder is hard to prove anyway. And it's even harder to prove when it's dealing with a cop. So I'm saying I am at least thankful that they finally started charging them or going after charges that they could make stick. And even with manslaughter charges, you know, it's a range there that, you know, they can get a lot of time behind. Now, in regards to this, in this particular case, I might as well not even sugarcoat it. I feel that he was wrong. He definitely made a mistake. I don't feel like he did it intentionally. And I feel that he's deserving of 5 years. I don't think she should get 10 to 20. I think 5 years is enough punishment for her error. That's just my personal feel. Because at the same time, had this young man not been struggling and trying to run and maybe just went ahead and obeyed the commands, he wouldn't even been, quote-unquote, going for a taser. Sometimes people bring things on themselves, and unfortunately, that's how I look at it. The young man brought that on himself by just not following simple commands. You know, you put your... At the end of the day, your life is your responsibility first and foremost. You're a fool if you keep putting your life in other people's hands. It's your life. It belongs to you. So do everything you can to protect it. So when you're doing something, you know you're in the wrong, just go ahead and give yourself up. When you're trying to flee, hey, you're taking your life in your hands. So that's how I look at it, that young man presented an opportunity for his life to be taken. Had he just went on ahead and resisted, nobody would have had to accidentally reach for a taser and shoot you. So I know people are not going to like that answer, but it's just how I feel. I feel that 5 years is enough for her poor behavior. And, yeah, that's why I'm at with it.
I mean, let me, before you answer,
yes,
Brother Kelly, let me respond.
Yeah.
Let me respond to my
thought
because you said a lot. It's, for me, it's not a matter of me liking it or not on all that. But I will say this. I mean, if that's the case, everybody presents themselves with opportunities to for things to come and harm them. If you live it every day, you got to be thankful for your life because you never know when the last time you can walk outside, get hit by a car, all kind of things. So as we living, we are already putting ourselves at risk. Some people risk may be higher, yes, depending on your level of activity, your surroundings and things like that, yes, but nobody's exempt from that. So I do agree with you when you say that when something happens, because I can't remember how you put it, but basically the young man.
Your life is in you're responsible for your life first and foremost.
No, that's not what I want to comment on. But basically, the young man done something. It wasn't what he done did not. He shouldn't have died from it, but he did. So just like. Okay, he has to accept his responsibility. She has to accept her responsibility. So she done something and killed him. So, yeah, you say 5 years, you know, that can be debatable, you know, but she, too, has to bow down and accept. But she's sitting up there trying to fight, and it shouldn't even been no court. She should have just said, yeah, I killed him, whatever you got to do. Let it happen to me because I shot him by accident, my actions that killed him. You know, so everybody play a role. You say 5 years, that's debatable. We'll see what she's going to ultimately get. I think they're going to read the verdict next month, I believe, but we'll see what she's going to ultimately get. But if what she did makes her get more than 5 years, then so be it. Because this is her actions, just like that was his actions. If you're saying that was his actions and that's what he got, then that was her actions, and we're going to see what she gets. And then, Brother
Ted,
you can answer the same question.
Right, yes, indeed. So so she is scheduled to be sentenced February 18th, 2022, so in a couple months, right? Now, in response to what our brother Mufasa said, now, me personally, I don't believe this was a mistake. I think a taser and a gun is completely different. This young man was 20 years old. I doubt if she was trying to apprehend a 20-year-old white man, I don't think she would have used her gun. I think she's in a job where you cannot afford to make those type of careless mistakes. Now, how would you feel if your loved one, let's say, was getting surgery at a hospital and the doctor accidentally grabbed the wrong tool that caused them their life? No, this is one of those jobs where you cannot have the... Huh?
And they're going to try to sue the mess out of them.
Exactly. So, no, this is not one of those things where you could just blow up and be like, oh, I made a mistake. And this woman, in my personal opinion, she was on stage trying to do the whole crying thing. I personally didn't buy it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't buy it, not one bit. I think as an officer, you know the difference between your taser and your gun, period. And I think she should get more years. And just the fun fact, my boy Benjamin Crump is the attorney for the family. So I don't know if y'all know, but this case is in Minnesota, right? The same courtroom, they're saying that the Muhammad convicted for killing a white woman, a black officer, Somali American, got 12 years in this. And I think Crump kind of mentioned this too.
Brother Kev, I think your phone, is that on my years. End? It sounds like Brother Kev's phone breaking up.
It sounds like I'm breaking up.
End?
Okay.
Hello. Roger, can you hear him clear?
Can you hear me?
Roger, was you able to hear everything
Roger.
He said?
Not everything.
All right,
okay.
You might want to start over.
Can you hear me now?
You knew what's going in and out.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, can y'all hear me now?
Yeah,
hear me
I
now?
Just want to make sure that everything you said.
Yeah.
Go ahead. There you go.
Okay, okay. What was saying?
Dang. It went out
it's
again.
More than 5 years. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
hello?
It's choppy, right, but come on with it.
Dang,
it's real
okay,
choppy,
let me,
bro.
Okay, let me try this. Am I good now? Am I good?
Yeah, man.
There you
yeah.
go.
Okay. So, no, what I was saying was I think she should get more than 5 years because, you know, this is one of those things where you just can't be making these careless mistakes thinking that your taser is a gun, right? And she was on trial. She got the crying. I didn't buy any of those tears. I didn't think it was sincere. If she was crying sincerely, I think it was because she didn't want to go to jail. But I said before,
exactly.
I believe if this was a young 20-year-old white male, I don't think she would have made that mistake. And what I was saying was just the fun fact that Benjamin Crump is the attorney for the family, right? And this is the same courtroom that Mohammed Nuor got convicted when he accidentally killed the white lady in Minnesota. And he got 12 years. So my thing is, based on that, and he claimed it was an accident. He's saying the same thing that she said. It was an accident. I didn't mean it. He showed remorse. You know, he damn near cried on the stand. If you know what I mean? If he didn't cry, he was remorseful for the accident. So I'm saying she should at least get 12 years just based on a case that just happened, you know, within the last couple of years in the same courthouse, from what they're saying. He got 12 years. She should get 12 or better at least because I don't see any difference really in these cases. Both officers are claiming they made a mistake, right, which resulted in the death of two people. He got 12 years, so I feel like she should get at least the same 12, you know, if we're going to do it right. Or do we have two different justice systems in America? I say we do. But here's a chance for, you know, without this Minnesota courthouse to say, no, we have, there's an equal system in place for, you know, black and white people, like decision. And I think she should get more, she should get at least 12 years. Or better, based on how what the brother Mohammed Nuor got in the same courthouse. So that's my stand, and I don't have. I know my brother Mufasa got a little sympathy for. I don't have any. You know what I'm saying? I'm finding it hard to have any. You know, because I don't think I don't think that was a mistake she would have made if it was any other person. Any other person that was non. Black or non or not white, you know what I mean? I don't think she would have made that mistake. So I'm gonna just leave it there, and y'all can respond and chime in.
Let me do my quick rebuttal.
You know, like.
My quick rebuttal is the way I look at them cases as being different is because that lady who he shot was, you know, just walking out to her car. She wasn't committing a crime. This young man was in the middle of committing a crime. He was not listening to police commands and trying to get away. Let's say he would have gotten in his car, and as he accelerating away, he ran one of the cops over. So to me, that's the difference between these two cases. That lady was just coming out to inform the officer of something, where this young man was actually in the middle of committing, you know, in the middle of a crime. He wasn't following the police commands. And the second thing, which is more important to me, with that cop, Mohammed Moore, he was initially convicted of that third-degree murder, but earlier this year, the Minnesota Supreme Court, they tossed out that murder conviction of 12 and a half years. That was just in October. They dropped his sentence down to 5 years in prison.
It is what it is.
Now, you got to look that up. His sentence was dropped to 5 years. That just happened in October.
Yeah.
So, but even with that, I think he should have got a little bit more than this lady should get, because that young man was in the middle of committing a crime. All he had to do was just go ahead and put his hands behind his back, and he possibly would have lived to see another day instead of trying to struggle and resist arrest. When he started struggling and jumping back in his car to flee, he opened up the door to getting not only tased, but shot. Because really, shoot, some cops would have just, we know that. And you know what? They probably would have got the same sentence that she going to get. They probably would have been in the same trouble. Had she went for her gun, and she didn't even have to say, I was going for my taser. She could have been going for the gun and still would have been would be okay, because the simple fact is he was not obeying the commands. He opened the door. Unfortunately, he opened the door to being harmed.
Right, but that's not a murder sentence.
Everybody opened up the door.
Right, so you tell me, not obeying the police commands, do you think that's a murder sentence? Do you think that warrants death? Mufasa, I'm asking you.
I put it like this. I wouldn't necessarily say it does, but let me use Roger's word when I say, however, I have seen some cases, like I was watching a situation a couple of weeks ago, I think it was, where it was a couple, white girl, black dude, was fleeing from the police. And they chasing these police. I mean, the police are chasing them all through a residential neighborhood. The chase went on for about 15 minutes. And finally, the police had them trapped on two or three occasions. And they didn't shoot them. They just kept trying to, stop them, trying to get their car to open. But they didn't shoot them. The third time when they had them blocked in, instead of the girl giving up, she threw the car in reverse, ran over the cop. And as soon as she ran that cop over, all the rest of them unloaded, killed both of them. So in that situation, that opens the door to a death sentence. Because now you just possibly murdered a police officer, all because you're not willing to give up. Like I say, in a situation, what if that young man would have got in that car and ran one of them cops over? You can die by getting ran over by a car, So my thing is, give up. Just give up. I can't keep feeling sorry for these guys, man or woman, when they're doing stuff that opens the door to them. When you're rolling the dice with your life, I can't feel sorry for you. Because, look, I might have, what about if one of those police officers is one of our loved ones, and they run them over trying to get away and kill them, and then, they give up. Oh, we're sorry, and now they just give up.
Well, see, what you're doing, you're throwing in a lot of hypotheticals. What if? I mean, what if he was to create a bomb and blow everybody up? Those are hypotheticals. The dude was pulled over it was a routine traffic stop. So, I mean, you could throw in what if. And, we could be here all day.
What?
The fact of the matter is.
But don't you agree with this, though?
She's claiming she went to grab the taser and grabbed her gun and killed somebody. That's where the problem is. Because if he was disobeying command, tase him and then handcuff him. Get him on the ground, tase him, and handcuff him. Don't kill the person.
Well, I tell you this. I guarantee you. And I'm gonna be so bold. I'm gonna guarantee this. I sincerely doubt that any one of us three on this phone will be taken out that way. If one of us go out that way, I will be astonished, because I think all three of us on this phone got enough common sense to just say, I'm not saying open the door. I'm not going to give you the opportunity to shoot me. So, like I say, when he did what he did, at that point, it's like, man, what you want me to do is out of my hands now. All you had to do was just give up. But now you want to play Russian roulette, roll the dice on the seven, you crapped out. So I'm looking at initially, that's your fault. You are the first.
What if she
would have
just gave him a ticket and went about her business? What if she would have just gave him a ticket and then went about her business?
Maybe he would have got a ticket. Wait a minute. Matter of fact, didn't he have a warrant, though? I thought he had a warrant.
Sure.
I thought I could have sworn that's why they was cuffing him.
He didn't have a warrant. They pulled him over because he had an air freshener on his rearview mirror.
Yeah, the air freshener. Yeah.
And they said that he had made a right turn. And the police officer who took the stand right before they called out was one of the guys that decided to actually pull him over. When he made a right turn, he said he kind of did. He just made the turn weird. And then when he noticed the air freshener, which is apparently illegal to have anything up there, but it's still a misdemeanor, that's why he pulled him over.
Why were they cuffing him?
That's what I was getting ready to go on to say. So once they pulled him over, they say that they noticed that the tag was expired. Why they was cuffing him, I don't know why. Only thing he didn't have any warrants though. But I think they were just trying to get him. I think they wanted to search the vehicle, basically. So they were just trying to remove him away from the vehicle so they can probably search it. Because the police officer said that he looked weird when he made a turn. And so when he saw the air freshener, he decided to pull him over.
Basically, he was black. He was black.
Yeah.
He looked black.
So why were you seeing
a reason to pull him over? He just wanted to go and look more into him, I guess. So I think he wanted to search the vehicle.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, if that was truly the case, we want to check your vehicle out. We're going to cuff you up. Yes, get cuffed up. Because I got telling people all throughout all these cases, what did you think you was going to do? You thought you were going to say, no, I ain't cuffing. I'm out of here. Jump in your car and run away, and the police gonna say, okay, all right, man, we sorry, and let you go. No, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. So I wish we have to start training each other how to deal with these situations, because that woman, like I've said, this gazillion times before, too, she could get 100 years. His life is still gone. He ain't coming back. So I'm trying to get people to understand how to take care of yourself. Stop opening the door and stuff like this. Had she been writing him a ticket and all of a sudden pulled her gun out and shot him, I'd be like, oh, man. When the police yanked his arm away and jumped back in the car, like, why would you do that? That was death right there. Mistake number one was when he yanked and back in the car. That's when the turn of events went haywire. All he had to do is... So, I mean, look, everybody has an opinion. Me, I can't... I'm sorry. I really don't. That could have been my child. And guess what? I was like, damn. Why would my child do that? I told them how to react. Don't do this. Why would you do that? So I just can't feel sorry for him. Like, it's unfortunate, but that one, man. Cuff up. Just cuff up. Let them do their quote-unquote job. I hate to say that. You know, possibly the cuff come off, you might go on your way. You might have a warrant, might go get whatever, might get a ticket, but you can still live. You yank away,
you open the door to either a good hard butt kicking, getting tasered, getting shot. Them
right,
all things
see,
I don't want no parts of. I don't want no parts of none of it. I don't want to get tasered.
See,
I don't want to get shot.
Right. No, I agree with that, but see, this is the thing, though. It's on the police officers. If these people are to protect and serve the community, the onus is on them to preserve life, right, and do their job, de-escalate situations. So the onus is on her. You know, she could have wrote him a ticket. She could have did anything, but if there's no reason for you to be extra hostile and pulling people out their cars and trying to flex your authority, that's where the problem comes in. The regular civilian hasn't went through training, right? This dude, 20 years old, he ain't went through police training, police academy, however long it is and whatnot. She's been through that training. She knows the difference between a taser and a gun. The responsibility is really on her. Now, I agree that, yeah, we've all said, if you are approached by police, you need to just comply. But I'm not going to let her slide for what she did. You know, it's a tragic, I ain't going to even say mistake, but it was a tragic situation that resulted in the death of a person that didn't have to die in that particular situation. If she would have been trained, professional and really doing her job, he wouldn't have died. There's a way you deal with people. There's a way you deal with folks. There's a way you de-escalate situations as a trained professional. So the onus is always on the person who went through the training and has the expertise in that area. It's not really on a civilian, even though the civilian does bear responsibility. But if they're irate, you as a professional has to be the one to de-escalate the situation, especially when, you know, in this case, I don't believe weapons was involved or anything like that. So, no, we got to put it on her. It's on her.
On all of them, because first off, the fact that the officer pulled him over was just ridiculous. That was also just
right.
Proof to me that they racially profile, because this man said that he turned weird, and so when he noticed the little tree on the thing, it just looked suspicious. And then because they're not supposed to have anything right there, he just used that as a reason to pull him over. So I think he also should have some type of charge, because he created the situation too, because he shouldn't even pull them over, because he's talking about he turned weird. And if he did,
then what
okay,
type of mess is that, right?
And if he did do that,
weird.
Okay, you pull him over, I mean, it just shouldn't have got to that level, because the young man wasn't doing anything. The reason that he was pulled over all because of suspicion in the officer's head. So,
how many white people does he pull over for turning weird? Let's get the stats on that. Like, how many white?
And did you guys know that?
That's the last. That's always the fatal words I heard. I wasn't doing.
But he was. The officer already admitted that, though. The officer who pulled him over already said why he pulled him over, and that's what came out in trial. And also, what came out in trial, the lady who actually shot him said that she was even trying to blame him, because she was like, I wouldn't have never even pulled him over. She said she was there as a backup, you know, so she was crying saying that she would never even pull them over.
So I guess it's safe to say y'all looking at the pulling over got him killed, but I look at the snatching away got him killed. That's the way we can, I guess, sum this up. Y'all looking at it that the initial stop, him getting pulled over, killed him, and I'm looking at it like him snatching away from the cop is what killed him.
No, I'm looking at it like the officer killed him. That's how I'm looking at it. The officer that pulled the trigger
killed
him.
That's right.
I I'm looking at it
like,
this.
Like Roger said, had he never got pulled over, he wouldn't even have got killed. So
I didn't use them words like that. I didn't form that sentence. And I'll speak for myself. I'm going to tell you how I look at it. I look at it more so is the mentality of the officers who got him killed, because I think at some point they probably was going to have another accident and do somebody else the same situation, because it was their mentality. They why they pulled them over. It's their mentality that I think that created the problem. I mean, I feel like that he was racially profiled. You know, that right there alone is breeding. That's almost like a tornado just waiting to happen. It's just not a good mix, because if they looking at it like that, then that could have been anybody.
Right. Now I do want to say
real quick, because Mufasa was right. I was just looking up the Mohamed Nuor case. So it says in October, Judge Catherine Quaintance resentenced Nuor to 57 months, which is about close to 5 charge on the higher end of state sentencing guidelines. The judge rejected a defense for a sentence around 3.5 years. Nuor has served 31 months and could be released next year on parole. So his sentence was released, but they had to make an appeal and go through all these appellate courts and whatnot. But initially, he was sentenced to the 12 years.
Right.
So, you know, I just feel like with that being said, she should still get at least that. Now, if she want to appeal and go to the higher courts like Nuor did, then so be it. But I feel like she should get at least 12 years.
So, yeah, I digress on that. Now, it's yet to be seen, you know, what she's going to get, but we will keep an eye on it. Again, the sentencing is February 22nd of 2022. And, yeah, we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah,
I think
he might get 10 and don't get that much.
Right. Yeah, I'm kind of well. I don't think she's. I think they're gonna really have sympathy, you know, for a white woman. So I think it'll be less than 10. You know, so we'll see. Yeah, family. If you're just joining us, this is Collective Minds Radio. Make sure y'all hit us up. The number's 929-477-1697. I guess we can get to the call lines if y'all want.
Okay.
Area code 314-381.
Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
You know, I'm going to give y'all some advice. You should let me go ahead and talk. Then you could save a whole lot of time with making up all these untruthful excuses on incidents like this. I mean,
you went on for 30-some-odd minutes
making all these excuses that's not true. The man had an arrest warrant out for him. He didn't have no driver's license. He didn't have no car insurance. He attempted to make,
he was signaling to make
a right turn from the left turn lane. She told him he had an arrest warrant. That's when he got out the car, put his hands behind his back, and they were trying to handcuff him. Then all of a sudden he realized his butt was going to jail. And he starts struggling. Got back in the car. That's when she mistakenly shot him. He still drives off and goes down the road and has an accident. I think the people the car that he hit, they died. What was his arrest warrant about? His arrest warrant was for this. He didn't have a weapons license, a license to carry. But here's the point. He wasn't supposed to have no gun. They was at a party. The party ended in the wee hours of the morning. Him and his friend didn't have no way home. So these two black women, young girls, let them stay at the apartment until the next morning. Next morning comes. One of the girls get up. And she's going to the ATM to get $820 to pay her part of the rent. She comes back, give the girl that's there the money. Then she goes on to work. Wright and his friend get up, get a gun, and they try to rob the woman right there in her apartment. Don't believe me? Read the facts. Read the case. Hang on, I ain't done yet. It's starting to really get juicy. Tried to rob. What a way to treat somebody who done you a favor. Could have put you out in the cold. He had a arrest warrant for that. He didn't appear in court. He had an arrest warrant, but he didn't appear in court. Why didn't you go to court? Why come you going to be driving? You know you don't have no car insurance. Why you want to endanger your passenger that was with you? I think she was white. I know his mama's white. His dad is black. So now here we are now with all this. You got two people whose car messed up. They was either killed or injured when he drove off. Dragging a police officer, by the way, I heard. I don't know for sure on that one. If he was dragging a cop, he should have pulled his gun and shot him again. Y'all need to stop. People need to stop taking up for these. And see, here's the thing. The incident at the apartment, if he was treated correctly in the sentencing thing, he would have been in jail and never been in that spot anyway. That's another point. These judges are letting these people out, no cash bail, and you have endangering other people's lives. Them people in that car that he hit, he has no insurance on that car. License plate expired. When the license plate expired and they run him, it comes back and say he's got an outstanding arrest warrant. That means that if you see him, find him, arrest him. Now, I hate that the man lost his life. I hate that the man lost his life.
Why are you talking about this poor baby like this? Why are you talking about this poor baby like this?
This poor baby don't hurt somebody. Don't hurt somebody twice. Just like your founder of Kwanzaa out in Oakland, involved in murders. Then he takes black women, ties them up, hang them by their ankles, strip them butt naked, and put hot cigarettes against their body.
Oh,
Ron
Karanga.
Read it.
Let's leave the past in the past.
Wait a minute, Mustafa. Judge Kavanaugh, leave the past in the past. Roy Moore, leave the past in the past. We don't want to bring up. Yeah, right. What you need to do is stop taking up for these criminals. They need to comply. They don't. Kids nowadays don't comply in the house. They don't comply in the schools. Then when they get out in the street, guess what? They don't comply.
But
I mean, that's a shame.
He just got baptized, though.
And it's a lot of cases. And see, Roger, here's the thing. They going to prey on you and your daughters. I know you teach your daughters better. Kevin, I know you teach your kids. They going to prey on y'all kids, if not you in particular. Because all blacks not like that. But you got these heathens that prey on black. They ain't out in Ladue. Are they out in Ladue and Clayton and Shrewsbury?
No.
They follow you right on out into Ferguson. Then they follow you on out into Florissant. Florissant is now the seventh largest elite black community, where you have middle class and above blacks living in Florissant. They're 58% of the population. I don't know if they all, but I know Florissant, Missouri ranks number seven now. Why? Because blacks is running from these idiots.
Trying to run it.
What are you down there on Natural Bridge and Shreve Avenue? And you waiting on the red light. What happened? Some fool come around, you just go right on through. They don't give a damn.
Brother Pianchi, you know, they can't do that no more, though. They had to put up big blocks in the middle of Natchez Bridge all the way from...
Fair Avenue, going westbound, they turn the corner at Fair right there at the car wash. Coming up to the liquor store right there. You know where it is. I know where it is.
Yeah.
It's black woman crossing the street.
You can't even have a wide open street.
Wait a minute. This black woman crossing the street, this fool turns the corner, speeds and runs right into her and cut her in half. The upper torso of her body goes up in the air, comes down through the windshield, and sitting there in the passenger seat, and he's still driving. I think he pulled into an alley down there by Julius Davis Library.
What was she thinking?
Right, that was on that bridge. So, okay, we kind of getting a little off topic.
So, Kevin,
but
let me ask you this. You need to stop, man. Just stop it.
Let me ask you this, and then, you know, we can respond.
Go ahead. You can ask me whatever you want to.
Do you think not complying with the police is a death sentence? Do you think people should
I tell you what it should be.
With the police?
Well, see,
no,
here's
I'm
the thing.
That's a specific question.
It's the cause and effect, Kevin. I tell you what, a suspect
who
does not comply, listen
police,
to this real closely. Listen to
killed?
This real
that's
closely. Apostle, I want you to hear this. A suspect who's not complying with a lawful order so they can be detained, so further investigation can go on, they should receive extra time for that because what happened? It causes all sorts of things, like we see with Rice getting shot because he was struggling, resisting arrest. It caused this woman, this police officer, now she's going through grief. The family's going through grief.
Right.
No, but she even said,
well, I mean,
she even
was he
said,
do?
She,
he was
how y'all defending
his
her?
Car,
wait, listen,
away.
Fam.
He was
fam.
Obviously going to speed away from the
how
scene,
are
right?
You, wait.
He did speed away from the scene.
He
sped away from the scene and hurt two other innocent
people. She made a mistake. How are you defending her? She said she wanted to use the taser. But y'all defending
she
her for using
mistake,
the gun?
She made a mistake, Kevin. You know, also on that
so
same day, you had a white man. Wait a minute.
If it was
on that same day
mistake,
to show what you're saying is not, it don't hold no validity. On that same day, you had a white male driver was fleeing the police, and he got shot and killed. The news didn't put out that it was a white suspect. Hell,
right.
Them fools are getting ready to ride on that. Wait a minute. Hang on. This is where it gets good. The news didn't put out that it was a white suspect that was fleeing from the police and got killed there in Minneapolis. And the fools, the idiots, the rider was getting ready to hit the streets until somebody found out it was a white person. Well, if it's about
life. Did he
life,
have a gun? Did he
if,
have a
wait
weapon?
Wait a minute.
Did he have a weapon?
I don't know what he had. He got shot and killed.
Exactly.
If it was about life,
exactly.
Should not life count?
I can almost bet he had a weapon on him. So now what I'm saying what I'm saying is with
Dante
Rice's
girlfriend had a gun in the car.
I'm not even defending Dante Wright. I'm saying the officer was wrong. You know, she called it a mistake, but I don't believe it was mistaken. I think she
listen,
did 12 years or
thing.
Better.
One wrong don't make
so,
a right. If he hadn't been wrong in the first place, everything that came after that never would have happened. We'd be sitting here talking about who got some sweet potato pie left over from Christmas dinner.
No, family. That is not warrant the death penalty is what I'm telling you. She's only a police officer. She's not the judge, nor the jury, or the
executioner. She wasn't trying to be.
But in this case, she played that.
She did not.
All three
she
of those
was,
roles.
It was an accident. Just like this 13. That's,
right.
Just
so
like that 13-year. Wait a minute. Just like that 13-year-old shot his 5-year-old brother or cousin. It was an accident in Minneapolis. So should he get the death sentence? Was it an accident? Huh?
Have a
happy New Year's, Roger.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for calling in. With that,
absolutely.
Foolishness.
Yeah, appreciate it.
That ain't no foolishness.
Appreciate it, but look, this is the thing because I've seen articles try to talk about his criminal record. This is what they always do. They bring up stuff in the past. Oh, he had a warrant. It's like, fam, none of that stuff matters to me because at the end of the day,
you still should have your day in court. And if he didn't have a weapon pointed at the woman or nothing like that, she should have used the taser to apprehend him, period. So, like I said, the onus is on the police officer who's had the training. This is a regular civilian. He can have a criminal record or not. But the onus is on the police officer. And that is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah, fam. Right on, Carl. Appreciate you, Pete.
It is what it is.
And nobody was killed in the auto accident after Deontay Wright. I looked that up. Nobody was killed in that particular incident.
Yeah. All right. So let's move on. We're gonna move on because I mean it's a lot that can be said about this situation because this is this issue goes way beyond what we're talking about. You know, that's why I keep going back
right,
and forth.
Right.
It's way beyond what we're talking about, but
it only do that because we defending it. The poor guy tended to do what he did. He'd still be alive.
No,
I'm not defending anybody. I'm saying it's on her. She needs to pay for her quote unquote mistake. That's what I'm saying. And she admitted it was a mistake.
Because if you guys
she gonna pay for it. She gonna pay for it.
Well, that is.
She gonna pay for it, but he's still dead. You can't bring him back.
Right.
He out of here.
That's a fact.
Okay. Area code. All right,
go ahead.
Okay, we'll get to the caller. Area code 1111, caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment? Do you have a question or a comment? Okay, maybe I'm just listening. Area code 319-572, caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Well, I don't know, not because the only thing I'm gonna say is I don't know why Piyaki always gotta get on here and start crapping on black folks. That's starting to get
right.
Kind of old.
Right.
And Piyaki may get mad at me for this, but he sounds like one of the people to be like yes sir, no sir when he's around them white folks. But no, he didn't have to die for that. And she probably ain't gonna get no real time. But if he would have ran over one of the cops, he would have got charged with murder.
Oh, fact.
So,
that's a fact.
Right, yeah.
But if you didn't could be released until her citizen and they denied her. Because of the fact that she's under the suicide watch. So, and then, then they still have to go through to if the family decides they're going to try to file a lawsuit or not. So, but.
Right, right.
Hey, Carla.
But these white women, they really don't be getting no real time. Yep. Go ahead,
hey,
Carla.
Hey, real quick, it ain't that Piyaki is defending black people. I mean, talking about black people, he's talking about nigger behavior. There's a difference between what black people do and what niggas do. He's talking about he bagging on nigger behavior. That's all.
Even black people had a nigger moment.
Right,
it happened.
Well, you better make sure you have it at the right time. Because if you have it at the wrong time, you're going to lose your life.
But I don't think Piyaki But Piyaki be talking like, he be talking like, we don't say, we've been saying comply. He's talking like we're saying fight him. Go ahead, fight him. Round one. No. But yeah. And for, I had a friend who who had a warrant, decided that they were going to act a fool. The cops went ahead and commenced to giving that ass whooping, because that's what they do here. If you give them a chance.
Right. Right.
And they said, no, the cop beat me up until they seen themselves on that camera. Once they seen themselves on that body camera, it was, I didn't realize I was doing all that extra. So,
right. So that's what I'm asking. So let me ask you this, Colin.
I got time to get them whooping my butt.
Yeah, Carla, let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this, Carla. Do you think an unarmed person not complying with the police, does that deserve a death sentence?
If you're
unarmed and you don't comply with the police.
If you add in the vehicle, you're armed.
Oh, not necessarily in a vehicle.
That's a fact.
That vehicle can become a deadly weapon.
That car has now became a weapon. That car is now a weapon.
It is what it is.
Any other questions?
In this particular case, he didn't get back in the vehicle until he got shot.
Yeah, and he still took off. I don't know what he was thinking. Once they tell you you have warrants, they're not going to be like, okay. You know, this kind of sometimes depends on the warrant. If it's some little petty warrant.
Here's the warrant. He had a warrant for failure to appear in court. He missed a court appearance.
Yeah.
Come on, fam.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? This is not some murder warrant or a homicide warrant. No, come on.
I forget what
so
they call it.
So why would he not cuff up?
I forget what they call it, but it's when they see you, you're arrested, you don't get to see the judge, nothing. That's one of them warrants. And it would, and depending on what the warrant was, if he wouldn't act a fool, he might have been out. Because you know that they letting them all out.
He would have been out. That's why it was so stupid for him to snatch away. He possibly would have gotten out. But
you
he
see,
stuck in his mind, I'm an outlaw.
And I told my friend, if you wouldn't have been fighting them and acting a fool, they would have let you out, and we wouldn't have had to spend no money to get you out.
No, fam, I don't like the fact that we've been focusing on him. She admitted she made a mistake.
Yeah.
She was going to use the taser, according to her. So whatever he did, she was going to use the taser, according to her. She accidentally used her gun.
Look at the case where the lady, came home to the wrong apartment and shot dude. Look at how much time she got. She didn't get no real time for that. So these white female cops, they didn't get no real time. They're not getting no real time.
Right.
Look, you just said it yourself. She made a mistake. She's going to pay for her mistake.
Of course not.
Yeah,
right.
She's going to pay for her mistake.
Years, because out of all what did she say? She was there for like 20-something years. How do you mistake?
Right.
Which size your gun, your belt's the same.
That's not a mistake you can afford to make. Now you don't do that, fam.
Hey,
right, come on.
Guess what though?
But I'm saying it was a female in the heat of the moment, and she wasn't paying attention because she was too busy in the heat of the moment to pay attention to what she was doing.
Had she not jumped in that car, she wouldn't even have made a mistake. Had she tried to whittle away, the mistake would not have even been made because she wouldn't even have to reach for it.
And I've never been pulled over for stuff hanging from my rear view. I have been pulled over for tags or no insurance or something like that. But I'm one of those, I make sure I got all my stuff up to date.
Right.
some insurance. You got people out here who would just buy enough just so they had the little paper to say they got it for 6 months. So.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, caller. We're going to try to get some more calls. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Area code 314-397. Call you on with Select the Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I have a comment. First of all, you all take a long time, okay? I mean, forget what I'm supposed to do, and I'm working out at the same time, so you got to bear with me. It's a little hard, okay?
Yes, it is. Sorry, Carlos.
But anyway, you know, I don't know the whole story because, like I said, I don't watch. I just heard about the young man getting shot, you know, and he was, she said she pulled out her tag. Okay, maybe, it could have been a mistake like the lady said. Okay, I don't know. Might not be true. But the fact of the matter is I'm kind of with Mufasa on this one because I'm not understanding. Sit your young boys down and let them know. If they come at you, because you know they want you. I don't know how many times I done got on here and said this. I'm saying it again. You know that they want you. We already know what's going on in the world and how the world play out against us and the young black men, okay? Just apply. Then if they shoot you again, I've said this 50 times, that's on them. Okay, I keep hearing what you're saying, Kevin, the young man had a warrant out for him, and there was no reason. I don't think she intentionally killed him because he had a warrant out for him. You know, and he knows that. And well, how much time is he going to get for a warrant? Can he just went out here, put his hands up and say, what's up? But whatever, just take me. I don't have life. I don't have. How much time is he going to get that he couldn't just go ahead on and do what this officer told him? And like he said, he would have his life. You know, it's not that nobody's saying, ooh. You know that they are, oh, God, they just killed. We know what they want from us. They trying to get every man
right, right.
They can.
But here's the thing, though, right? I agree with you, Carla. But
so just,
we cannot just, excuse you know, the actions. We cannot excuse the actions.
I didn't
actions
say excuse the actions of the lady and what she done. I ain't saying be an excuse of none of that. But some of them
right
will still be here if they just throw their hands up and just go get on, you know?
But look, this is what I'm saying. When we see hundreds of videos of white people not only not complying with officers, but fighting police officers, and they don't get killed, that's the whole problem with
okay,
when you want to put the situation.
So a chick in your mind that they want you, they don't want them.
With
that's
guns, they be shooting
head
at the police, and they get apprehended and don't get killed. They be fighting
I've
the police.
Too.
There's plenty
I've
of videos.
Seen. Right.
So
we
cannot excuse her for what she did, period.
I didn't say excuse her. I'm not saying none of the sort. No excuse, none of that. And like he said, she'll pay for it. I'm not saying any of that. The thing of it is the young man will be here. Just all he has to do is just give his hands up. Because like I said, I don't know about jail. I know some of my relatives was in jail. But I don't know how much time they get just for not having insurance and life. He couldn't get the 50 years, could he? I mean, I
right,
understand you don't want none of that, but get your stuff together in order. And that way, if they do start, at least you got your license, you got your insurance and all of that. You know, get all that in order because you know what they after. Because you know one thing for sure, as we know, they want you. So just go ahead on and say, look, my hands is up. I don't have nothing.
Right.
What you want, whatever. You know, that's all I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, some of these
I agree.
People
black
still
people,
be here.
Yeah, we should
but
just comply.
But I think some are looking to go ahead on and some of them might be in misery. They might want to go ahead on and leave here. I don't know. But that's all I'm saying.
Right.
But, you know, as far as, you know, the man, young man saying that, you know, those young people prey on y'all kids and, you know, daughters and all that, you know, I don't know about that. We're trying to teach them the best we can. You know,
right,
that they don't go down that road because we already know that it's, you know, people come in disguise, you know, and I'm sure my daughter's telling her girls the right thing, and I'm sure you're telling them the right things on what to do and how
right
to handle situations, you know, because,
right.
You know, it's a crazy world out here, and as I would say, the devil's busy, okay, and he's coming in disguise. That's all I got.
No, that's a fact.
That's what I wanted to say, but I have to go with LaFosse on that because the man would still have his life just if he just had went on ahead and just did what the officer said. You know, trying to, I don't know if he,
yes,
somebody said he was trying to run and drove off and all that. What's all this? You know, just, it, you shouldn't get 50 years. You know, somebody might try to get you out, but you have your life.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. The police,
right,
the
but
police
at the same, again,
home.
Again.
We've seen plenty of videos of white people driving off in trucks.
We've seen white people drive off in trucks, go on high-speed chases, risk other people's lives, and they still don't get shot. So what y'all say to that?
Hey, that's on nothing. That's on them. I can't
right,
judge my life off of what they get away with. I got to watch my black self.
Area code 314-361.
Right.
Caller,
yes,
with
indeed,
Question or comment. Yeah, it's just to the situations of the different scenarios today, but commenting on that taser and that gun situation. When you become an officer, they make you are trained to shoot. You are trained all the way to the mentality of knowing the difference. They put you in scenarios when you want to be like even on the SWAT team or anything dealing with the law, dealing with the gun. You are truly trained. You know the difference from shooting with a taser and shooting with your gun. When you pull that gun, whether you left hand or right hand, depending on the situation, the only time I excuse a situation where a person is shot and they able to cry and say that they sorry or they didn't know what, let's just say they was in a lit up room or on a football field or baseball field, you know how they have the lights on. And then you happen to be in a situation, struggle situation, and all lights off, or you're in a dark
right.
situation, the power goes out, or you running in the woods, or you trying to chase a person, and you stumble, fall. It's got to be something on a situation that clearly where you can say, I made a mistake. I
right.
tripped and fell and picked and pulled the wrong gun. I thought it was that, and I was scared. If that wasn't the case, you definitely got to be held accountable. You are, even if you buy a gun as a citizen, you have a gun, you can go, as long as you record clear, you can buy, purchase a gun. When you buy that gun, that's why they always ask you got to have certification. But back to that situation, I'm not going to excuse no cop. If you feel that you would accidentally grab your gun based on you got the gun and the taser, don't even take that job if you feel I'm going to make a mistake. But you really can't because based on how the guns are now, the automatics and what, when you reach for that gun, you automatically, you're trained to take the safety off. You know, you got some that's trigger happy that just want to pull and shoot the gun, but you really are trained to know the difference between that taser and that handgun. So on that, based on that situation, that's a real delicate matter. But I think you are trained as an officer. How they make you go shoot, practice shooting. If you practice so much, you just know a difference between a gun and a taser. So, but that was just one of the things just linger on. But I hope you all had a good happy holiday and
yes,
let's talk
you
on
too,
some positive. Yeah,
yes,
and yeah, and I thank
thank
you all.
Tyler,
now,
we
y'all
appreciate
have a,
you, and we
yeah.
appreciate you using yeah. the correct word of accountability. Thank you, Carla.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
Yes,
appreciate
indeed.
It. Keep moving forward. Area code 609-310. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I have a comment. Well, I watched it. Actually watched the whole thing. I watched it when the day it happened. I watched it on when they played it out on the news. And The first thing is that one of the callers said that he had a warrant. He did have a warrant, but that is not why they stopped him. They stopped him because he had that little tree in the window.
Exactly.
Yes. And what happened was, I guarantee you, that little boy, 20 years old, the cops behind him, he got nervous. So, yeah, he might have made a left turn, I mean a right turn in the left lane. He was nervous. He was trying to get away from them. And I just feel like if they hadn't initiated the contact, that little boy would be here. Yes, they shouldn't. If you get stopped, what you need to do is comply. Everybody, that's even me, that's even you. But I've been in a situation with a hostile cop. So unless you've been in that situation, you can't make a comment. I've been in a situation that I got pulled over. I ain't never, ever had a ticket. I ain't never even had a parking ticket. I got pulled over. The cop was so hostile, I had to call. Look, I'm not going to even say anything else to you. You need to call your office, your supervisor out here. But these kids don't know to say that. They nervous. And, yes, he may have been, not been no good kid and may have been in trouble, but that don't warrant you to go pull out your gun and kill that boy. And I believe in my heart that lady did that on purpose. That's why she hollered, taser, 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 with a gun. Come on, y'all, pay attention. And if you ain't paying attention to that, that right there was a clue that she really meant to kill that boy, I'm telling you. That wasn't an accident.
Right.
That wasn't an accident. I can't take that as being an accident. I just really can't. That wasn't an accident.
Right.
That was definitely intentional. And that stunt she pulled on the stand, she sat and watched that Rittenhouse tape. That's what that was. She figured I'll do what he did and get him. Whatever his name is, you know what I'm talking about. That right there, she did that. That was intentional, point blank period. That's why she quit that job. First of all, if I worked. That was initially supposed to be in my field. I was supposed to work in law enforcement. I worked security for years. I had a weapon. I carried a weapon as a security officer for years. And I already knew in my mind, if I pull this gun out, it better be a justified reason. But nowadays, these cops are not being taught that. They're just basically being taught to shoot and kill. And target, and that's what they targeting our black kids. That's what they got, because that's what they training them now. Years ago, you could not take that gun out unless your life was at immediate threat or someone else's life was at immediate threat, meaning meet force with force. If I'm coming at you with a gun, then you're going to pull your gun out. If I'm coming at you with a knife, you're going to pull your gun out. But if I'm coming at you charging with my bare hand, you better fight me with your bare hand. You want them supposed to pull their gun out. They need to change this law. We got crooked people at the top teaching these kids that's coming in here into this police force, and half of them were bullied in school. You better believe it. I guarantee you, half of these cops out here that are cops, they were being bullied in school, so they, let me go be a cop for that authority. Not all of them. I'm not going to say all of them because it is some good cops out there. I'm not going to downplay all of them, but it's a lot of them that are very bad cops, period. The truth is the truth.
Right.
And don't you got to accept reality and know you should, if you get stopped, you should comply, yes. But when you get in a situation and you are already being dominated, because the first thing, look, I got pulled over. He pulls and he got his hand on the gun. I'm like, first of all, why you got your hand on your gun? I'm not at a threat. I'm not threatening you. I'm talking to you like a daggone human being. I feel like I'm threatened. And now I don't even want nothing to do with you. Call your supervisor. So did. But these kids don't know you have the right not to say anything to them. Call your supervisor.
Exactly.
Call him out here. They didn't find out he had a warrant till after they stopped him and ran his stuff. That's when they found out the boy had a warrant.
Yeah.
And then that's when they said, get out of the car. He got out of the car, then he tried to get back in the car. But they initially did not know the little boy had a warrant. That's not true. I seen the whole thing. I read the case. It's not true. They did not know the little boy had a warrant till after they stopped him. They stopped him for the little tree in the daggone dash or whatever, you know, over the divide or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they stopped
right,
before.
Right, right. And people, yeah, right on, caller. People acted like a warrant is a death sentence. I didn't had a warrant before. Like, come on, fam. A warrant don't mean you need to be shot.
The warrant,
period.
The warrant was not the death sentence. The warrant wasn't the death sentence. Him snatching away and jumping in his car was his death sentence.
That don't mean, that's not a, that should not be a death sentence, though. That should not be a death sentence, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll try to get one more call, then we can try to have
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right on,
you know,
caller. Appreciate it.
We'll see if we can get one more caller. Area code 111. 111, caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yes, indeed. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for taking my call. I'm not sure if this really applies. This might be another show. The angle that I'm thinking of is the legislators, the people who work in policymaking, are the actual criminals, because whenever you have a constitution and a the Declaration of Independence that stipulates that every lawful, de jure American is a self-governing free person, you own the private property of self-governing you, and when they create burdens and encumbrances against you without you having your due process rights of good faith bargaining, good faith negotiating, duality of agreement, freedom of contract, freedom of conscience, freedom of association, they've committed extrinsic fraud, denying you your due process. Therefore, they've committed a destruction of your private property. They've destroyed the legal effect of your private property. So therefore, all of this stuff that we're talking about is unlawful because, number one, the Congress and senators are burdening and encumbering you against your will without your consent, treating you like a second- and third-class citizen, representing you like a pimp represents a prostitute, making you their legislative slave. That's another story that we need to talk about, and I don't hear it, and I'm not sure if it falls into play with what you're trying to accomplish with this show. But I'll stand by for questions if you want to follow through. Otherwise, thank you for the time. And I'd be more than happy to go with more in detail. It's fraud against the people, fraudulent conveyance, fraudulent conversion. They're converting your private property to a benefit for them without providing you your equal ownership rights, violating Article 1, Sections 9 and 10 of the United States Constitution. No title of nobility shall be granted at the federal or the state level. Article 4, Section 2, citizens of each state shall be entitled to the same privileges and immunities as citizens in the several states. The First Amendment, Congress shall make no law abridging the right of the people to petition their government for a redress of grievance. So if you've called your congressman and your governor or whoever your legislators are, and you've petitioned for a redress of grievance and they've denied you remedy, then they've also relegated you to a second-class citizen. Therefore, they are in violation of the Constitution. I mean, it's crazy.
Right.
Thank you again.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, caller. Right on. We're going to try to get another call. Appreciate it.
Okay, we'll try to get one more.
Y'all
want
to try to get one more? Yeah. Okay.
Area code 314-805, caller. You're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Oh, I just have a comment. So, Brother Mustafa, I see what you're saying, but you can go back and forth with that one as far as we should have did this. The only thing I'll add is that I did watch that trial, and it was illegal for her to even shoot that kid with the taser because he wasn't even wanted for a felony and all that stuff. So if you go back to the trial, just look it up, and you'll see where she wasn't even supposed to use the taser because the fear was you can hit him with the taser and he'll have an accident and hurt someone else.
Exactly.
So I don't know, brother. She admitted it. The only thing she said it was a mistake. I don't know how anybody could try to defend what she admitted already. And, yeah, we can tell our kids don't do this. I could say I'll never do that, but you never know. Somebody pulled me over and I don't know. It could be human nature. I could say I'll never do it. But and then if I get shot, that's the first thing you're going to do, look at my record. You know, then, I don't know, bro, you might be saying, well, all he had to do was pull over and turn a flip like they asked him to do. They never would have shot him. strike. I mean, they never should have pulled him over. It's COVID, it's this and that, expired tax thing. They said they pulled him over because he's driving through a suspicious neighborhood. So you're driving through the city and you get pulled over for nothing. They catch you on the wrong day. You're going to be pissed too. And you might say the
right,
wrong
exactly.
way. Why are you pulling me over? What?
Right.
You're talking to me the wrong way. You ask me why I pulled you over? And then next thing we're
right,
going to say,
right.
Brother Masasa shouldn't have asked him a question. He should have just said, yes, sir, son, you okay. I mean, so it could go both ways, but she might get a year or two. I don't know. But anyway, y'all take it easy. I don't think she's going to get a
year. Yeah, appreciate it,
you, brother.
All right, take it easy.
Right on. Appreciate it. You want to respond, Mufasa? All right.
Yeah, I respond a lot. I want to respond to the last few callers. First, the one who said accountability. That's a strong word, accountability. When the young, because when they, what old girl did, the cop did, admitted he made a mistake, said she made a mistake, now she's going to be held accountable for her actions. The young man and tried to jump back in the car, it don't sound like nobody is holding him accountable for his action. He don't get accountability thrown his way. The other caller brought up aggressive cops. I've had quite a few run-ins with aggressive cops, unfortunately being a bad person prior, growing up in the streets of North St. Louis. I've had 3 to 4 of running in with aggressive cops. But thankfully, they called me on a good day where the common sense kicked in, and I was able to talk my way out of my head cracked open or getting shot. I'm thankful that happened. Third, like the caller said, he's absolutely, and the guy who made the, who brought up all about the laws, 100% correct. I agree with you 100%. But until we can get these laws changed, we're working with right now. Which brings me to what the last caller that said, he's 100% right. You know, Brother Mufasa could be on a good day and know how to wheel and deal and talk, but he's right. You catch me on another day and all that training I had in my head, that all might fly out the window. Because I know myself. I could be cool one day, then next one. I might be in a bad mood too. And flip out. And it'd be unfortunate that a flip up, that mistake has not cost me my life, because the accountability is with me first. I'm in the first control of this life. I got to do what's best to try to preserve my life. I can't put my life in. I have to try to go on my life as best I can first. So hopefully, when I had these names, if they ever had to get on any encounter, like Ryan said, you could do this, you could do that. Any encounter, you could always be trying to think of how to preserve your life. So I'm saying, yes, what she did was wrong, and she's going to be held accountable for actions. She made a mistake. How much time should you get for a mistake? The young man, he made a mistake. And it's unfortunate that the mistake that he made cost him his life. Had he
right.
not made the mistake, he possibly would still be alive.
Her mistake.
Put him over for I'm going to wrap up. I'm going to wrap up real quick. Let me wrap up. Give me 30 seconds. With him getting pulled over for that little thing hanging, that might have been wrong. But like I say, when they had him cuffed, now they're cuffing him because he had the warrant. That's why they were cuffing him. So just go ahead, take your butt to jail, and live to fight another day. Stop trying to combat and lose your life. That's all I'm saying. Stop trying to fight the cops and lose your life, because we can't bring you back. You're dead. We can't bring you back.
Yeah, but like one of the callers said, you know, he was young and experienced with life and with officers. He probably was scared. And not only that, if you are afraid, because we're doing all this talking, you know, but don't ignore the fact we got Sandra Bland cases out there. So don't just act like, oh, just go ahead and comply. Everything is going to be fine. That's not true on
Sandra Bland trips.
Why people like, see, that's why a lot of young, especially young black men, they be afraid and nervous. And concern.
And
they have a concern when it comes to
acting.
She made
a mistake. She made a mistake.
You guys, like to me, that you
right.
officers.
Why do they always show
always
the people who don't know how to deal?
They always show
the people who don't know how to deal with these situations. Always show them. They don't show the people who know how to deal with the situation and going about their day. They always show the people who clown. Sandra Bland said that I can go to the comments that she made, which cost her life. I'm trying to teach people how to make
comments
should
get you killed when you're talking about an officer of the law. That's not what their job is. They're not civilians that have to do certain, you know, have to do things differently. So
comments
should not have cost of her life. They shouldn't have killed her and stuff.
So are we going to fix that today? Are we going to fix that decision today? Or can you be responsible for yourself today? Which one can you fix the fastest? How you going to deal or us trying to get the laws changed and all that? Which is going to be the quickest process? I think if you
train
yourself on how to deal, it's going to be the quickest answer. While we're working on the other solutions, because you're right in all that. All that stuff needs to change. But while we're doing it, know how to deal to save your life. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Well, and what I'm saying is this. Yeah, you're right. Know how to deal to save your life. And to him, he may have thought he was trying to save his life by running because he didn't know what they would have done to him had he not. So he probably
and they ended up killing him.
And
well,
they might
have
won.
He
could have
fell
in the wrong way.
He could have felt his life was in danger.
Right.
He could have felt his life was in danger. And it was.
I'm just saying.
No, but if their life in danger, they're going to do what they got to do. If they feel like their life is in danger, they're going to do what they got to do to survive.
I mean,
and when you talk about accountability, his accountability should have been in the courtroom. He should have had his day in court. If he yanked away from the police or did whatever, she didn't do her job by apprehending him and giving him his day in court. She killed that young man. His accountability should have been in court.
If he ran over a little girl walking across the street, what would you say then? Too bad for her?
She shouldn't have pulled out a weapon.
The car was the weapon.
She shot him before he even got in the car.
She should have apprehended him. She shot him before he got in the car. She didn't do her job. She did not apprehend that young man.
He easily pulled him out.
They could have pulled him out.
Yes, indeed.
Look,
we gotta wrap it up.
Everybody, we want to say thank you. We appreciate you guys for tuning in with us. Check us out next Sunday, please, each and every Sunday, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We really appreciate you guys for tuning in with us and having this great conversation. Everybody made some very, very great points. This was a great conversation. We'd love to have you back on next week. Peace.
Hey. Collective mind.